It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul LaBrescia is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing makes me roll like a talk with Jeffrey Bohl at McFarland's. Yes, that's right. Jeffrey Bohl is back on Mornings at McFarland's. And he brought a guest with him this morning. So I'm sorry, Camilla, I didn't include you in my little ditty. But I figured that would be fine with you because that, now that you've heard it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, thank God he didn't use Camilla Jackson in there somehow. Because what we would have said with Jackson, or what would we, nothing makes me as familiar as a talk with my friend Camilla.
Nice.
So, not bad for off the top of my head.
That's marketing genius right there.
Given my head, it's even more amazing. So, anyways, my guests today are Jeffrey Bohl and Camilla Jackson. Both are with Relay for Life. Jeffrey, you're actually all kinds of things in the community. You're a member of the Optimist Club, which I see from your shirt.
Yep.
If you were here in the studio with us, you'd be able to see that Jeffrey has a nice Optimist shirt.
Pretty optimistic, too.
Very blue, though. Shouldn't it be like orange?
That's a point that we probably. It's Optimus blue is the color, but you know what?
Maybe that makes sense. I'm thinking, out loud here.
We'll pivot to bright pink or something.
Oh man. Longtime resident, Jeffrey, of the area, right?
Yeah.
I remember, this is a little personal note here for a second. Jeffrey, I know him from back in Awana days. And Jeff, you were like knee high to a grasshopper, I think, the first time I saw you running around the gym or whatnot. And then I watched you grow up and play football for the Sauk Prairie Eagles. And so you have a lot of strong ties to this area.
Yeah. So born and raised. And then when I went to school, I lived in Milwaukee and Madison for. Okay. About the 7 years following that, but I've been back. It'll be 3 years in August. I actually made it back. How I can judge it was the Relay for Life that year.
Okay.
I slid in the Thursday before Relay for Life. So moved in, and then Friday just walked on over.
So there's all kinds of reasons to remember how long you've been here now, right?
Yep.
So good. It's nice to have those memory points too, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Camilla, you are not from the area, but you were saying before we went on the air, you were born abroad. Whereabouts were you born abroad?
So I was born in England. Well, okay. Technically in Scotland, because my parents are English, and I was born while my mom was working.
So our little ditty that we were playing there with the Scottish bagpipes, yep. That was like, oh, home.
I was actually born in Edinburgh, so many.
Edinburgh, really? Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. There's a wonderful arts festival there.
There
in Edinburgh.
Is, yeah.
So
it's every August.
I remember a friend of mine actually in graduate school was a part of, or went to see it or something. I was very amazed with the amount of stuff there was going on.
Yeah, so, festivals are big, so someday I hope to make it.
How long did you live there then?
I lived abroad for 3 years, okay. And then my parents immigrated to the States, and we moved to Massachusetts. So
okay.
I originally kind of hail from the New England area, from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Home of the Boston Marathon, so.
Oh, so yeah. You had some experience with runs and all that
yep,
good stuff
lots
as well.
Of running, still running.
And I always joke, like, no Southie accent, though.
It just doesn't come out.
Where
I'm
is
like,
that?
On.
Yeah, come on. What's going
your
on
Your R's have
got to
become H's.
Let's just do British accents today during the show, wouldn't that be? Oh, cheerio.
I don't know if our message would get across.
Oh, that's true. Cheerio, Jeffrey, how are you? We'd have to call you Joffrey, though, wouldn't we? So
royalty.
Joffrey Bohl.
That's been ruined by Game of Thrones, but it's fair.
Oh, we don't want to talk about that. So, anyways, well, thank you. Welcome both of you to the show this morning. Thanks for getting up early and coming on down to be on Mornings at McFarland's. Always a pleasure to have you, Jeffrey. I've been looking forward to this one. Well, actually, the whole month of May, June, I was just blessed because it's been people that I've known for a long time. And, so it's just the chat around the microphone kind of thing. And, you just feel like, oh, I'm pumped about this one. And so you are wrapping up a great month of great guests, everybody from John Ramtham to Lindsay Giese-Juarez to, who's in the middle there? Oh, now I'm going to make somebody upset because I forgot them. I'm sorry, whoever you are. I'll think of it by the end of the show. But it's, and I think this is a five, I want to say this is a five Wednesday month, too. So we had a lot.
So we have
guests.
An extra.
So you're in with a.
We're in
yes.
overtime, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes, yes.
You're
you
getting
are.
Paid double.
So Verlin. It was Verlin Miller. That's who it was. Verlin was the other. Verlin was great. Verlin and I talked about the history of Sauk Prairie and some of the old things he remembered about, like the grocery stores where you go and hand them your grocery list and they would. Get your stuff for you. It's like shades of Amazon Fresh, for goodness sakes. So it's like, except they deliver it to your your house by quadricopter. They didn't do that back then. Anyways, so tell me about, how did you both get involved with Relay for Life? Is this I know for you, Jeffrey, it's a personal connection.
Yeah, we were, I mean, this community has had one for a very long time, I think, in retrospect. I know this started, I believe, in like the mid-80s. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, Camilla, the actual event itself, and our community adopted it in the early 90s.
Okay.
So we, living as close as we did growing up by the high school, we were a halfway house for most of these events.
Okay.
And then little did I know, my mom was actually diagnosed with cancer when I was in middle school. So in the that would have been right around the time we had a few Relay for Life. But after that, we became really, really involved as a family.
Okay.
And her family would come down, my dad's family would come down, and we would always host the event, so to speak, at our house.
Okay.
And then my mom was actually a featured speaker. That would be in the, I believe it would have been the 2001 event, if I had to guess.
The date.
So,
okay.
Really, really been involved ever since then. And then when I didn't live in the community, I sadly was not involved. But when I came back, I wanted to be really involved.
Okay. Well, and this has been a fairly big event for a number of years. I mean,
yeah.
I think of the number of years it's been at the high school. And, you know, I remember it being an all-night event at one point, you know,
yeah.
where people were walking in the wee hours of the morning. And I think I even signed up for a McFarland's team and did like the 2 till 4 walk.
Oh,
or something.
Brave man.
Because I'm a theater guy, you know, we're like, sleep? What's sleep? So we
the
don't
show
get,
must go on.
That's for wimpy men. We can work all night and not have a problem with it. So, but. Excellent. So,
and we as a community our size, I believe we were in the top 3 for fundraising at least one of the years we had the event. So our community has always been really responsive and just done a great job with the event as well.
Yeah, and that was like a year that you beat out like Los Angeles or something.
It was in 99.
Yeah. It was insane to think of the Little Sauk Prairie doing that kind of work against some large metropolitan areas.
You would think of a city being 700 times our size might have a more, you know, they'd be able to raise more money,
yeah,
but no.
Yeah, we had bragging rights that year. It was like, neener, 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 so all year long. So, well, of course, you know, it's something that touches so many people, though, too. So, Camilla, how about you? How did you get involved with Relay for Life? Has this been a long term?
Yeah, so similar to Jeff, I think a lot of folks start Relay when they're young. And I started in Massachusetts with community members. My best friend's mom, we went for her grandmother who was battling cancer when I was a kid. So we would go and sleep at the high school all night, which sounded like the coolest thing until you were freezing at like 4 o'clock in the morning, even though it was summertime and you only bought two hats.
It was the coolest thing though.
It was.
Literally and figuratively.
Both.
Yeah,
it meant that you could stay up all night, but then also that sort of symbol that cancer never sleeps, that was very true to the event. And so I got involved very young. Cancer has affected my immediate family and sort of my larger family. And so it was sort of a natural transition for me to take a job at the American Cancer Society last June when I moved to Madison.
Okay.
And since then, I've been sort of my sort of second month here. I had the first event in Sauk Prairie that I worked with the team at Relay for Life here. So that was a great sort of kickoff to my my first year at the American Cancer Society.
So what is your exact position then with the Cancer
Society? So
I'm
a community manager, which means that I support Relay for Life events as well as a couple of other events in Sauk and Dane County. So.
And it's a little different now, too, whereas there used to be, now you're kind of doing more group things with communities being grouped together instead of just individual cities having their own thing. Because isn't Baraboo joining up with us this year? And
yeah, we're really excited for sort of, that's a big change, is that instead of having isolated events in Sauk Prairie, Baraboo, and Reedsburg, it's bringing all three communities together for a Sauk County-wide event. And with that, the hope is that people will sort of come together and have power in numbers.
Yeah.
It's something that if you're putting all this energy and effort into putting on an event, why not do it so that more people can enjoy it? You can have different audiences, you can grab from different community groups. So this year, that's our big change.
Well, and it's interesting because cancer is one of those things that everybody has to have some kind of connection to it. I mean, I think of my family. I had a brother, a sister that had breast cancer, a grandmother that had breast cancer,
a brother that had bowel cancer, intestinal cancer, and died from that in his early 50s. And then, you know, I think multiple uncles and aunts and whatnot. So it's like, you know, that's just one, my family. I know virtually, I can't think of a family that doesn't have somebody that's either had a bout with cancer or perished because of cancer. So you would think it would be one of those great, unifiers for people, because, you know, misery loves company, right? I mean, we all have that kind of shared experience and desire for comfort. And so is that what you find too, working more closely with it?
And we, our community has a terrific survivors turnout that we really support at the event as well. So we certainly try to make it about honoring them and their journeys. So that's a big part of our event.
Yeah, it's got to be. Got to be one of those things where you just, I would think, I always think of it as being one of those things where it either makes you softer and more compassionate, or harder and more like insulated, because it is such a deeply painful thing to watch somebody pass with cancer. I mean, yeah. It's not a friendly disease, you know?
No, and the survivors, it's a very personal journey. So for them to turn out in the numbers that they do has always been really meaningful.
Sure. So are you, why don't we take a break and we'll come back and talk about this year's event, because I know that's really exciting, and we've got your webpage up on our fancy computer.
Our new website.
Yes, our new website.
Redesign.
Very exciting stuff. You don't want to go anywhere. You're going to want to hear our guests today are Jeffrey Bull and Camilla Jackson, both with the Relay for Life organization. Camilla actually is a community manager for the Sauk County event, but you're also a community manager.
With the American Cancer Society.
And Jeff, you're just a volunteer, right?
You're just a volunteer. Yeah. Come on.
You're just a schmuck off the street.
Give him more credit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, Jeff and I have been friends for a long time, so I can give him a hard time.
He knows I'm a schmuck.
I do. And it's just one schmuck calling another schmuck a schmuck, so what does that matter? So we're going to take a quick break here, folks. Don't go anywhere. Here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo, Sauk Prairie. We'll be right back with our guests to talk more about the exciting event coming up here in August. So take care. Don't go anywhere.
Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. Thanks for staying with us. Our guests this morning are Jeffrey Bull, mild citizen from the Sauk Prairie area.
Jeff makes me feel like I didn't do something wrong, so let's, let's stick with that.
I'm going to call you Joffrey from now on. I just think that you look like a Joffrey to me. Yes, regal. So especially in your regal blue optimist shirt. So, and Camilla Jackson, who's the community manager for the American Cancer Society. Both are my guests are very heavily involved with this area's Relay for Life event. We're looking at, actually, those of you that can imagine things clearly, just close your eyes and imagine. We are looking at a beautiful computer screen with a beautiful website, just completely redesigned this year, right, for Relay for Life. And I love the picture here because it's got a group of people marching all with their shirts on and their balloons in the air. And right in front of it says Survivors Celebrating Life, which is really what that event is all about, right? I mean, you really do try to. You've mentioned it before. It tries to be you try to be a tribute to the people that have survived, and a way to honor those who have passed away, and the families and the struggles that all the families go through, and that sense of let's get together and support one another, and we can all understand, right? I mean,
The community getting behind as well is a huge part of it. That, you know, it's a wonderful, this is, like you said, that picture and the website being so much brighter and vibrant is, mm-hmm. It's great to look at. And it really, that picture, like you said, it really encapsulates what you want the event to be.
Well, and it was so easy to get to. I think that's another thing you've done a really good job of, getting search engine optimization, SEO, for those of you that are in the know. All I had to do, folks, was to search Relay for Life, Sauk Prairie, and you came up right away. It's Maine ACS, American Cancer Society events.org. But it has a really easy interface here where you have learn about the relay, and you know, click on that, and you can find out more about the event. And kind of a general understanding of it.
Find one in your area.
Yeah, and then there's find an event or donate. So right away, people can get involved that way. And then get involved, which has information here. Wait for it to, again, just a little bit of blurb. But again, find an event, donate.
And your big purple join a relay button.
Exactly.
We want that to be highlighted, that it is extremely easy to join an existing team.
Let's try that button and see what happens.
Yes.
Shall we? Find an event. All you have to do is put in your zip code, which I will enter 53578. Oh, I'm in the wrong place. Okay. Oh, we can search by zip code, city, state, event name, or participant name,
or even team name.
Ooh.
So it's never been easier to be a part of this event. We have really encouraged people to start their own team. The what it requires of you is about 3 minutes to sign up online,
right?
To create just your profile, whatever team you want to represent. It could be just family and friends. It could be an employer. It could be a cause. It could be an organization you're a part of. Any of those things, we would welcome a team from.
Sure.
And then inviting people as simple as sending emails out. Obviously, text messaging. Anyway, to point them to this site. The site will take care of the rest for it.
Right. Well, and I did the zip code search, and here we have all these different things going on. Relay for Life Sauk County, Relay for Life Wanakee, Relay for Life Middleton High School. So the number of things, Mount Horeb has one, DeForest has one, Portage has one, Madison has one. They're all organized nicely by date, so you can see when things are going on. And if you've missed one already, actually some of these are already passed, aren't they?
This is geographically what was closest to the zip code you put in.
Right. So I, of course, right up in the top is Relay for Life Sauk County.
That's us.
8-4. So coming up, and again, another great picture of people in all their purple shirts and just celebrating that whole process.
And that picture has this beautiful diverse age range.
Yes, exactly.
Because once again, that is, it's a disease that is prevalent in children, in the elderly. It doesn't know any boundaries on that.
No.
So as we talked about, it's really something that universally affects everyone.
Well, and you talked about it, Camilla. I think cancer never sleeps. You know, and it is not discriminatory in any way, shape, or form. So the fact that it is as diverse a looking group here on the front, it really says a lot. So let's talk about specifically the Sauk County event, which is different. We've combined communities. So in the past, it would have been Sauk Prairie had one, Baraboo had one, Reedsburg had one. Now we're putting it all together, right? How did that come about?
Camilla, I'm going to let you handle this one as the official representative of the American Cancer Society.
Yes.
Thanks, Jeff. So I actually used to serve the Reedsburg community as well. So I had a separate event that was in June in Reedsburg, and then I had a coworker in the office who had Baraboo. So we were treating them as separate communities, and we sort of came to a point last summer where in 2016 the American Cancer Society sort of launched what they're calling the new American Cancer Society, in the sense that they want to be relevant in the communities. They want to represent and reflect the interests and, you know, the diversity of communities, but also have that presence and not sort of be spreading themselves thin. It's more about that empowering communities coming together. So the American Cancer Society changed their mission. It's now to save lives, to celebrate lives, and to lead the fight for a world free from cancer, which is a little bit of a shift from previous. And so addressing the needs of these three communities, I sort of looked at the members I was working with, the amazing volunteers, you know, leveraging those opportunities with sponsorship. And I just thought, you know, why not try this new approach of bringing folks together and having an opportunity where three communities could come in, because it is Sauk County. Mm-hmm. And so this decision was sort of made last summer after an event season where we sort of, you know, we thought, how can we be relevant again and continue to have those opportunities for survivors and caregivers and families mm-hmm. in the community. And so it just sort of came out of that. And I'm very fortunate to work with an amazing group of volunteers who sort of took the idea and have been running with it and really support it, which makes it worthwhile.
And the event itself is taking on a whole new kind of look and feel, isn't it?
Yeah, we should quickly mention it is Friday, August 4th
yeah.
from 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. at August Derleth Park.
Which is different. Usually it's been at the high school for a long time.
Yeah, so with the addition of Baraboo and Reedsburg, we really knew that we wanted more space, particularly kind of that open space. So the high school has been just a tremendous supporter and just an incredible part. So it certainly wasn't anything the high school did. They've been fantastic. The custodial staff is Scott and Jason, Cliff Thompson at the top of it all. Just were tremendous, to quote Cliff, in all that they did for us. So it had nothing to do.
Tremendous, tremendous.
So it had nothing to do with the high school, and we're certainly going to miss the help that they provided us. But in bringing in these other communities, we just knew we needed more space. And also, we really wanted to be respectful of that high school space itself, because that field is used for so many things that we knew, you know, we were not to use it, which makes a ton of sense, obviously.
Sure.
So we went to Augie Derleth Park. The village has been super supportive of everything we're doing there. So we're excited. We've had some community partners really helping us, like Fuchs Trucking, bringing their portable stage for us to have live music at. The Vintage Brewing Company coming in alongside of us to help out with having a beverage area. And McFarland's, above all, with all the supplies that we are renting and you guys helping out so much with the setup and the cleanup. I don't even know if it would be possible without kind of all that you guys do for it.
The community in general. I mean, we are blessed to live in a community where the people just gather around and support events like this and a lot of other things. You know, you think of Badger Honor Flight and, you know, McCall Trudeau. Thanks, Mike, for reminding me of McCall Trudeau just in yesterday or last week on the show and talking about all the events that go on. And there's a lot of support for, you know, just keeping that going. And it takes a lot of generosity from a lot of folks to make it happen.
Yeah, that's a great point. And so, we were really excited that Baraboo and Reedsburg jumped on board so quickly with the teams, particularly at the employers that have really been driving the event in their communities, Seats Incorporated, Teal Plastics, the Baraboo, is it the Sauk County Sheriff Department in Baraboo?
Sauk County,
They were all so quick to join and say, we are absolutely going to be a part of that event and continue with their own traditions in how they fundraise and the events they do for themselves to be a part of it from day one.
Sure.
Which really helps us feel like that move was a great decision.
Excellent. So, and the activities, are those different this year too because of having that broader base?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, the live music we introduced last year, we're going to continue along with that this year.
Is like that the Jacks again? Are they going to be playing? Or
you know, and I apologize that I don't know who it'll be.
It's a surprise.
Okay. So
there'll be a reveal.
Oh.
Check out Facebook. Oh.
So I am sorry about
that.
You
can't hear it all on radio. Sometimes you have to go on Facebook.
That's right. It's a teaser.
Oh, see, Lindsay Geese Juarez came on and she did her reveal on the air with us.
See, she's better at this than I have no problem admitting that.
She's my favorite guest.
That hat's coming right back, buddy. We're taking that back.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Relay for Life hat right now. Yeah, he's reaching for it. Get away! I'm kidding.
The live music we started last year, we're really happy to continue that. As we said, we're working with the Vintage to try to partner with them to have just a beverage area next to that. We're going to have Anytime Fitness is working with us to have an obstacle course. We're still going to heavily rely on McFarland's for being a part of our kids game area.
Okay.
We are going to have a walking area, as always, for that traditional the walking of the laps for the Relay for Life. If that is a big part of it for a lot of people, we are really excited to have a designated area for that.
Are you doing the Luminary bags again?
Yeah, we're really excited about how the Luminary bags are going to be presented. Our goal, weather permitting, is to have them lined along that river walkway. So that it's going to be a lit path.
With glow sticks.
Yeah, I think it's just going to be
amazing. So is that going to be essentially the track? Is that whole river walkway circles?
No, we do want to have one more on site.
Okay.
That is certainly an option, though. Okay. We don't want to say don't do that. You are absolutely free to enjoy the beautiful river walkway. We just really want to make sure that the Luminaria bags are going to light that path. We think that's going to be just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So kids game area, we're going to have an expanded area for the teams to have their own sites again.
Okay.
Where with a lot more space, we're hoping that that allows people to set up their 10x10 or larger tents and have that rest area for their teams to hang out and congregate as well.
Sure.
We have confirmed that the Riv is going to bring some pizza down and be a part of it as well. We are going to bring in some different local organizations to talk about prevention, cancer screening, some very important things there of just what you can do to lessen your risks. And so that's another huge part of it that we're trying to grow as a part of the event. So we're really excited that the support we've already gotten for it has been really good. And we're looking to do as much as we can to make it an event that's comprehensive. So it's
I remember that Luminaria event last year. I think that was the first year you had done that, wasn't it?
I had to read the names for the first time, which is not the easiest things to do.
Well, no, and then but I remember that being such a beautiful moment of walking around the track while you were saying those names, and it just everyone was quiet. I mean, it was just a really somber time, but also a really a strong, I mean, just, you know, kind of felt people's unification over the losses that we've had. But, you know, that's, I always think of that old hymn, blessed be the ties that bind. You know, I think it is one of those things that binds people together because we've all had that shared loss, that shared sense of loss and of thinking about those people that we love and we miss. And we put one out for my father-in-law who had passed away and my mother who passed away from multiple myeloma. So, you know, we had two different kinds of cancer that had affect both my wife and our, you know, direct parentage. So,
and they do a wonderful job with that. And we, you know, it's in honor of someone. It could be for their memory. It could be someone that's struggling now through it. It's for survivors as well. So like you said, we just want people to know it's available on the website. McFarland's has been a tremendous partner with helping us with those as well.
Well, and Riviera Bowl, and I mean, you've got a number of organizations, businesses in the area that are really stepping up.
Yeah.
Folks with their truck, right? You said they're
donating their stage that they have on a step deck trailer. So, I mean, there's a lot of help floating around there. And as we said, our Baraboo and Reedsburg partners have just done a really good job of continuing with their own traditions to bring themselves into the fold.
So I just have to ask, because it's one of the things I wondering about, with it being a combined community effort, will then the attention be to rotate through the different areas so that next year might be Baraboo, the year after it might be Reedsburg? Or do you think it will, as Sauk is a more of a centralized area, that will try to stay? Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, and I think it speaks to, you know, Jeff wore his shirt because he had prior obligations this morning, but I think we are really optimistic about this event. I think we're trying a new format, and when you try something new, there are always learning moments, and there are also exciting things to look forward to for the future. And so with this event, we're going to see how it goes, bringing the communities together. And of course, with having that sort of trifecta and that support throughout, you know, like Jeff mentioned, having seats all the way up in Reedsburg, you know, through Baraboo back down to Sauk Prairie area, we'd love to do that because it's a visible event. It's something that is a symbol for a lot of people.
Right.
You know, it used to be a 24-hour event. It used to be a 12-hour event. And I think now, reflecting sort of the interest of the community, we've shortened it, but that doesn't mean it is any less powerful or meaningful for community members. So, yeah, I think we're really optimistic to see how it goes and then make some plans for 2018.
Well, and hopefully by being responsive that way and shortening the time and making it less of a commitment of people's time, you get greater involvement too. I mean, that's the objective ultimately, is make it more approachable for people, right?
Yeah, and our community involvement is what allows us to host. You know, we are the largest event of those other cities, so that's kind of how we came to Sauk City. We were just, for whatever reason, we just had a better attendance record, and that's what allowed us.
Well, the infrastructure is there to be able to put it together with the businesses that,
yeah.
I mean, and that's,
you know, thanks Sauk Prairie for that.
Yeah.
But it is, I think Sauk County has a lot of strength inherently too. So the more we can do, I know they're talking about that with like young professionals organizations, that they want to try to bring those groups together and have, you know, more coalescence and hopefully greater strength by doing that. So this is another way where we can hopefully all do that and all celebrate Sauk County and its contributions and effect that it can have on the greater world, right? This is a grassroots effort for the entire Sauk County.
Correct.
So, well, our guests this morning are Jeff Bull and Camilla Jackson with the American Cancer Society and Relay for Life organizations. We're going to take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll come back and do a little bit of community announcement work and then do one more just reminder of what's that happening on August 4th or something. There's something.
The Sauk County Relay for Life.
That's right.
August Derleth Park.
That's right. I know there was something going on that day. So we'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. We've got lots more to talk about here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo and Sauk Prairie.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at demarsplumbing.com.
Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.